Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What poverty meal will you never eat again, and which one do you still eat? 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Okay, a couple of things. Like, real fast, one that I don't want to eat anymore is the cold bologna and American cheese sandwich on white bread.
Yeah.
I mean, had it too many times when I was a kid. It ruined it for me. Like Ted, though, I do like bologna when it's been grilled.
All right. Yeah.
And then put on toast or whatever.
Now, listen, the only reason I don't have sympathy for you, because I definitely grew up with the bologna and American cheese sandwiches, but on wheat bread, man, I'd kill to have it on white bread. Seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't go for that wheat bread crap. But the other thing was, this is a British thing that my mom used to do all the time when we were kids or when I was young. It's beans on toast.
Is that an English?
Yeah, it's
an
English
bad, man.
That's a breakfast staple, isn't it, for the most part?
Well, it's kind of the thing is, though, you can't... I've never tried it with American baked beans. I only get the Heinz baked beans that are imported from England.
Yeah, what is the difference between, flavor-wise, between baked beans and the ones from...
Well, like, the Heinz ones from England say that it's in a tomato sauce, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I think that's the difference, that they don't really have any seasonings and stuff other than that. Now, they have mixed it up where you can get, I've seen now they have curry baked beans.
All right.
So it's like baked beans with the curry powder.
But in England,
that's not bad.
Yeah, you're going to crush that. I will say this. First time I went to London, I got the traditional English breakfast, brekkie, because I'm like, why not, right?
Black pudding.
The whatever peas, mushy peas, looks delicious. So I tried it knowing that it's just going to taste like mushy peas. It tastes like mushy peas. But
that shouldn't have been on your breakfast,
but
though.
It was just a little
I know,
bit
but traditionally it would be beans on toast, some rashers, a couple sausages, puddings, and then the fried eggs and tomatoes.
I did not get fried eggs, but I did get the beans on toast, and it's like, because I'm making fun of it, and I'm like, this is actually good. It's literally just beans on toast. I mean, you can't go wrong.
I always wonder, because it is in the English food section when you go to the grocery store.
Yeah, they do breakfast pretty well. I'll give them that. Like, you won't find a lot of English dinners.
Right.
But the English breakfast, pretty good.
What poverty meal will you never eat again, and which one do you still eat? 206-803-ROCK.
I told you I had a buddy. We used to go watch soccer together, and we were in an Irish pub, one that me and you loved.
Okay.
And he's talking about the puddings. He's like, God, I love them. And I was like, you know what that is, black pudding.
Did he
like,
not know?
He had no idea.
No,
but it was one of those, he's like, I can't believe you ruined this for me. Like, you could still eat it.
It tastes exactly the same.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's in your head.
Well, you're eating blood.
Yeah. But delicious blood prepared right. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, it's not just blood. It also has fat.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, when the steak kind of bleeds on the plate.
It's the same thing.
You don't mind, do you?
Yeah. Hello, Katie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So growing up, whenever I was homesick or wasn't feeling well, my mom would make milk toast.
What exactly is milk toast, other than how I describe some people?
Well, it is kind of bland. So it's toast that you toasted, and she would scald milk and add sugar to it and pour it over the milk. And when you were sick, it was really bland, and it didn't upset your stomach, but it was sweet, and it was okay.
Hmm. I mean, it doesn't sound awful.
Would you eat it again to try it, to make sure that you're correct on this?
You know, I have. Like, when I'm really sick and my stomach's upset, or I haven't eaten in a couple days because I'm sick and I know I need to eat something, I will bust out the milk toast.
Gee, I'll just go to McDonald's. McDonald's makes me feel better. I'm happy.
Now, what is something that you will not eat from childhood?
Okay, here's two for you. My dad was a meat and potatoes kind of guy. Every meal had to have potatoes and meat. And I refuse to eat liver and onion.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's quite all right.
Yep. You're not alone.
Yeah, Mike and I were talking about this during the break because he was like, I want to try it. I was like, look, listen, like my dad loved it, but like my mom would very rarely make it because the whole house reeked.
Yeah.
But to this day, I struggle with intestines, specifically liver.
Well, it's like my grandmother, on my mother's side, anytime you went to visit her, first of all, like I said, the secret ingredient to every meal she made, apparently, cigarette ash. She's one of those people that have the saline in her mouth. Right? She'd just be talking to you, and you're watching it bounce up and down, and you never physically witnessed her ash a cigarette. Like, in my memory, it never happened. So that ash would get real long and eventually just break off into whatever she's stirring, right? And just kind of let it go, because that's the kind of food you're going to eat. But
you like smoky flavor, though.
She would fire up chitlins. And it's just, we would get there, you got suitcases, you open the door, and I can't explain the smell of chitlins. If you have smelled cooking chitlins, then you know what it smells like. If you don't, I don't know the words in the English language.
Is it a disgusting smell? Yeah.
It's disgusting, but it's also, it's like thick and tangy.
What is that?
What, chitlins?
Yeah.
The pig intestines.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean,
I
never knew what they looked like.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's it.
Oh, God. So, oh, God. Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
God. Oh, God.
So they smelled like what they look like.
Oh. Oh.
You've never seen them before.
Oh, I'd rather lick a man's bare butt.
Right.
You talked about having them before.
No, I never had chitlins.
Oh. Would you try them now? Now that you know what they are.
No.
Yeah, so you cook them up like that.
I'm not even sure.
Soupy kind of.
Where would they be available?
In Seattle?
All right, just anywhere in general. Like, where can I travel? Like, I mean, I realize that.
Oh, man, I'm not positive.
I just neighborhood or two.
Is this like an ID thing, maybe? Could it be?
Possibly.
It's a soul
ID
food thing.
Probably would not call them chitlins. They'd probably call them something else, but I'm sure you'd find them there. Right.
All
but,
right. Boy, yeah. Is that something.
I think you head a little north of the ID.
Oh, God.
You
got
to fight.
Well, that's the deal. I mean, like, chitlins never got. Like, people are like, I love soul food. Like, yeah. You like chicken and waffles, my man.
Right. Like cornbread and grits,
somebody
brother.
This is a good idea. They slathered it in hot sauce. Maybe it's like eating gefilte fish. You just got to cover it in horseradish.
Miles, I'll put it this way. I've never seen chitlins or hog maws not in a styrofoam cup.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah, he's not kidding. Seriously. Like, you got it for takeout or something.
Could
like
you
that.
Get it like on the street food in D.C., you mean?
Yeah, there's a bunch of places you get them.
And what does it smell like?
When they're cooking, it smells awful.
Right. Keep in mind, you're cooking pig intestines. So the way you pick.
Oh, God.
Right. But imagine adding a little vinegar to that smell, stuff like that, right? So all it does, vinegar makes it more pungent. You realize the stink of the pig intestines gets like deeper into your nose.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's a poverty meal will you never eat again, and which one do you still eat? I just got a pee shiver. 206-803-ROCK. Oh, God.
Connect with the guys. Find The Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to The Men's Room on The Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, there he is, live from his basement dungeon studio bar. Give it up for Ryan Castle, everybody.
Torn by Natalie Imbruglia would be a good one, too.
Torn. Oh, man. Man.
How about Hurt from Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah. We should do a sit and spin on the Appy Hour. Mm-hmm. Then we can share.
All right. Then we can share what we're talking about.
We're doing some pretty profane sit and spin ideas here just before we got on the air.
Those were not profane.
Torn, I mean, if you want blood.
I guess maybe that is.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
That might be an Appy Hour thing. Yeah. So what were you channeling your inner Christopher Walken today? What's going on?
Yeah, you know what, dude? I have a series of percussion instruments here in the basement studio dungeon. I have the vibraslap. I have the chimes that you played at Red Festival 1 year when we got all yachty. Yep, of course, I have.
Do you have your chimes set up?
Do you have a chime right stand? Over here. Hang on, I can grab.
Come on,
let's hear them.
I want to hear those chimes.
You have a chime stand? Yeah, you might as well grab all of them. Explain to people what these instruments are.
So these are
that's the chimes.
Miles' chimes.
So how about the vibraslap? Because that's on a couple songs as well.
Hang on.
Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train.
No offense. He's terrible at the freaking chimes.
For a percussionist.
To be fair, the chimes are a little tangled because they've been sitting in the windowsill. That's the vibraslap. And then, of course, everyone's favorite, the cowbell. And I'll have you know that when I bought this, I literally went online and typed biggest goddamn cowbell you can find.
Okay.
That's why I know. This thing's a beast.
Yeah. That's got some sound to it.
That's a good cowbell.
So
anyway,
that's like a bass cowbell.
It's going through the musical instruments today, and I thought, you know, maybe we should dig up a list of great cowbell songs that we could share. I got a little cowbell, too.
Oh, that's for dinner.
That does sound like a dinner.
Come on.
What's for dinner tonight, by the way, there, Castle? What are you doing at the old homestead?
Sleigh bells.
Why do you have sleigh bells?
Why not?
That is from when we did Father Christmas 2 years ago.
Oh, you bought them for that?
Okay.
Yeah. I got it all.
Speaking of dinner bells, what's for dinner at the Castle Home tonight?
So I am doing some rockfish that I caught when I was in Alaska. I'm going to bread it and fry it.
All right.
Damn.
Sounds good.
That sounds real good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't mess around. So I pulled out some rockfish this morning. Very excited.
So today we've got the...
Speaking of rock.
Yeah, the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number 10.
Fine song.
Yeah, I mean, look. Ted, I think anytime you do a list with any sort of drumming on it, you can put anything John Bonham in there, and you're probably going to be safe.
All right, Ted, I'm going to give you a clue. See if you can fill in the blank. The name of the song is Moby
Dick.
Yes. I had to take advantage of it, Mike. Sorry.
Got it. My dog, who sleeps here in the bed next to me all day, just got up and left. Obviously not a fan of the chimes and the cowbell and the vibraslap. I think it was the sleigh bells that sent her over the edge.
You're really annoying me right now. I'm leaving. Well, at least you know how to get the job done now if you need to.
That's right.
Especially, you know what, when they're by the bed. Oh, these are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number nine.
What do you think the hoochie coo part was of the rock and roll he speaks of?
Vagina.
Is that what this song is about?
I don't know, but if I hear a hoochie, that's where hoochie my mind goes.
Rock and roll, hoochie coo?
You're saying a backside?
I think it's the same as Moby Dick, or the opposite.
I mean, what else have you heard? You call somebody a hoochie?
Right, but rarely do you hoochie hear mama. The coo on the end of it, right? She's a hoochie, she's got a nice hoochie, but you rarely say like the full hoochie coo.
The hoochie coo. The kit and caboodle.
Is hoochie coo a form of martial arts? I know hoochie coo, mother ever.
His follow up, rock and roll, kit and caboodle. Rock and roll. These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Eight, number 8.
Wish I would make a
swamp.
Does he?
You want to be in a swamp? 95 degrees, nothing but humidity, mosquitoes everywhere, alligators that can eat you. I mean, my God, giant snakes, you're sweating. Can't understand a damn thing anyone's saying.
Do you think anyone ever told him in his life, hey, dude, speak up?
I mean, dude, I had a Cajun cab driver once in the South, and you're not joking. I couldn't understand a damn word that guy said.
Did you believe he was honestly taking you where you said?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure. He would like slow down and try and speak more clearly so I could understand him, and I still had some problems. He was talking about hunting, and he was like, I'm going to get back on down there, go get me a deer. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Jesus Christ.
Tell you one thing.
How did you end up in this job? Do I need a translator?
Every song with cowbell is kind of a good song.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So far.
Cowbell makes every song better.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number 7.
That's a jam. Foghat's Fool for the City.
Go see the one guy still in Foghat as Foghat comes to town. I think all the members of Foghat are actually dead.
For real.
And Foghat just goes out with like a bunch of 18
casino near
old.
You.
Yeah, exactly. You ever bring out Foghat there, Castle?
No, I haven't. But, Miles, I have a feeling you're going to tell me a story about the time you did and you pissed off the guy in Foghat.
No, I did not piss off the guy in Foghat. He was too drunk to even know where he was. True story. These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs.
That
of
made
all time.
Two of you, I'm sure.
Nah. Number 6. Stone Green. The new one I bring. Stone Green. The rise of the breeze. Stone Green. I can't stay.
I mean, again, all right, listen, this good songs. I mean, I have a good playlist.
Are we not using the cowbell in modern music?
You know, I was thinking about that. I can't remember the last time I heard the cowbell used prominently in a song. The closest thing is the Queens of the Stone Age song, Little Sister, but I think that was a woodblock.
All right, you got Little Sister. You got Tommy Lee was riding pretty hard on their first album, at least.
Yeah, but I mean that's 82?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Bring back the cowbell, goddammit.
Yeah.
Listen to what Ultimate Classic Rock says about Mitch Mitchell. The Jimi Hendrix Experience possessed one of rock's most versatile percussionists, a secret weapon able to weave exotic jazz techniques into the power trio's otherworldly material.
Mm-hmm. That is very Rolling Stones, or whatever.
Okay.
What'd they say about Buddy Miles?
These are the 10 greatest was real good.
Cowbell songs of all time.
Number 5.
Is it 3 a.m. already?
All right.
I know, between the delay of between my house and the studio, that didn't make any sense at all.
I was going to say, man, a little off beat.
That is a war, correct, Eric Burden?
Correct.
Yes.
In case you didn't know, that's Lowrider, but you should know that.
10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number 4.
This is the very first song that the new originals performed, all right?
Really?
Miles played cowbell. Now, I need you to understand, we walked out on stage, no one knew we were going to play, so we thought, honestly, we're going to get booed off stage. Ha ha, that's the joke. We finished the song, the place went nuts, and we're like, you got to be S-ing me.
Now, Cass, I have a question. So, Nazareth puts out Hair of the Dog right now, all right? And they got the record rep in the office. He says, you're going to love this song, and he plays you this. Would you play this?
Oh, yeah. Would I be concerned that it says son of a bitch?
Yes. Over.
No, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I'd tell him good luck getting it played in the South.
Right. Where you're from.
You sons of bitches.
Yeah.
These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Number 3.
This isn't number 1?
I know. That's what I thought, too. How is this not number 1? I mean, this is the only reason we have a conversation about the cowbell
is that
bit with Will Ferrell. Otherwise, it was just another instrument in a song. It became iconic because of Saturday Night Live.
Don't ask this guy about Godzilla.
Oh, man.
Speaking of people Miles pissed off.
I didn't piss this guy off. I just said, how is Godzilla, the song, not in the Godzilla movie in the soundtrack? I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that sounds like you pissed him off.
F you.
Yeah.
He was fine up until then.
Perfect for it, right? It's right there.
Miles, open mouth, insert foot Montgomery.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Blue Oyster Cult.
Castle, you're right. That skit really made the cowbell, Jesus. Like, people know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, Castle, guess what they came out with?
Godzilla.
Godzilla. Damn right.
Number two.
Man, did Mark Farmer have an afro? That was a thing of beauty.
Is this the era of the white dude afro?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Like everyone on the cover of the first Boston album. Sure. You're like, wow.
Brad Delp, Tom Schultz, all of them.
Yeah.
Amazing. ELO, yeah. You name it, man. Jeff Lynne, all sported one.
Grand Funk Railroad, we're an American band. Fun fact, Canadian.
No.
No, they're not.
No, they're
that would be funny, yeah, though.
The Michigan area, I believe. These are the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time, pretty much.
South Detroit.
All right.
Yeah, I still think Don't Fear the Reaper's got to be number one on this list. Yeah. Thanks, Ultimate Classic Rock, for the letdown.
Yes, the only reason they didn't make it number one is because they knew it was supposed to be number one.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. There you go. There's the 10 greatest cowbell songs of all time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Gary.
Hey, I'm not sure how well you can hear me. I have to use my hearing apparatus to be able to speak to you.
Got hearing apparatus.
Hopefully you can hear us.
Yeah, I can hear you well. It's a great thing. I love having them.
Have you, I know this is going to sound a little bit strange, but I think if I could turn off any senses that I have at any point in time, Like if I'm trying to go to bed and there's like, you know, daylight out, I could, you know, turn my vision off, whatever. Okay. But I think
well,
there's
as
more
as you can. It's called close your goddamn eyes.
I know, but still. But like getting on a plane with a screaming kid.
That's the easy
you're
one.
Like sleep mask, boring conversations with significant others.
Right.
Whatever it is. I mean, have you ever just like turned them down, man? Like, you know
and
what?
And pretended you're listening.
Right.
Well, I mean, I recently just got these the first of this year. I've had these antiquated things before that. But, I mean, this is my fourth marriage. So, I mean, I didn't really have to worry about turning them off because it's
kind of automatic.
Before I had them all installed, it was automatic.
You've already trained.
Fourth marriage?
Yeah.
Why do you keep, I just got to know. I'm always interested. Like, were you divorced three times? Like, at a certain point, I feel like I'd just be like, maybe marriage isn't for me.
Yeah, well, it probably would be the case, but I finally got it right. I just had piss poor selections at that point.
I see. Well, you keep fishing, you're going to catch a fish.
How long have you been married to this one?
First day. This is a record. We're going on 7 years now. I've never made it past.
All right. Good job.
So you pick brides like a claw machine, right? You just go for what you can, but what you get is what you get.
What was it like being able to hear more clearly with these new devices? Was it night and day? Like, just like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I can hear now?
Oh, it's actually kind of funny because I hear, like, I'm medically retired, but I'm bored out of my mind. So I do delivery, food deliveries and stuff like that. And I'm first day I had him on, I'm walking up to do a delivery. And I'll say the generic version so I don't get the correction thing. Walking up to the door of this house, and I'm hearing the conversation inside the house. I'm like, whoa, this is... So tomorrow I actually go to get them adjusted, but I'm hearing everything going on inside the house, and literally the guy said something, and the woman says, you do that again, and I'm going to stick my thumb straight up the backside. I'll say it that way.
Yeah.
And I set the food down, and I sit up, and the door opens, and the guy's standing there with the trash bag in his hand. He's looking, and the woman like leans around the corner, and she just got the funniest grin on her face. Because I know they know I heard it, because I shouldn't have heard it 10, 15 feet from the door, but I did. And I just turned around, I said, there's food, turned around, walked away. Mm-hmm. I was laughing so hard.
You should have told the guy, hey, protect your ass.
It's really cool, because like I can... Like, if you're in a busy area, I can actually look at something, and I push this button on my phone that's tied to them, and it will zoom in, so I can hear conversations from people. A lot of stuff I really don't want to hear, and I've heard a lot of weird stuff so far.
I would bet. Or if you're, like, look, you're at a concert. It's loud. Sure. It's just, it's not that, it's too loud. You just get on your phone.
Turn it down.
I mean, I can turn it down, yeah.
That's,
Well, actually, I went to the Styx concert, and I just didn't wear anything at all. But we were in row three, so it was fine. But
I only would have turned it down if Dennis DeYoung were singing.
Did you throw your underwear at Tommy Shaw?
No, I did not. But a woman, a seat over, was throwing articles of clothing. Yes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Man, oh, man. Yeah.
You're a hot 70-year-old dude. Here, have my bra.
It's a little bit bigger now.
You can carry melons in it. Carry a bowling ball on each side. Walk into the bowling alley with just holding a bra and two balls.
The roadies can use it.
When did you unexpectedly cost your parents money, or when did your kids unexpectedly cost you money? 206-803-RYE.
If marriage licenses didn't cost money, I can't get past that. He's been married four times.
I know, man.
Do you think the state, like, say the state made no money off you getting married.
Okay.
Do you think they'd just be like, no?
No.
Right? Like, I still say it's like baseball. You try it three times. Right? Like, look, I love playing baseball.
You try it three times, you're out.
Right. I love playing baseball when I was a kid. When I was 13 or 14, I got cut. I wasn't good enough. Like, at what point does the state just say, sir?
Right.
You're cut.
Maybe you should have that job, dude.
Oh, I love it.
Work for the state. You know what I mean? Like, you're the guy that hands out the license. Like, come on, man.
Your fourth marriage.
How much money have you lost?
Come on, man.
First, just why?
You lost a half?
You're already over 50. Yeah. You can live together. Right. You can be, you know, I'm not saying you can go out and not be with her and stuff. Buy her a ring.
Right.
You're in a relationship. Why do you need this piece of paper, sir?
Look, right. When you get married the first time, you lose half. The second marriage, you lose half that half. Now you're the fourth.
Right.
The next time you get divorced, You've lost
an eighth.
Now you got an eighth.
So you're down to a 16th. Right.
Basically, you had a whole pie. And now, like the person who doesn't want to grab the really small piece of pizza that looks all, you know, bubbly and ugly and they cut it weird, that's you. That is you.
That's the slice you got left.
That's it, man. For retirement, for your house, everything else, you've taken all that money. And because you decided to be in relationships, you have a sliver left.
No, because he decided to get married.
Right, yeah. Correct.
You kept inviting people over to eat your pizza, and you knew they were greedy. And so you said, how about you? Do you want some pizza? And they were greedy. And you said, no, I'm going to try this again. You want some pizza? I got some pizza. Go ahead. Oh, man, I ate all my pizza.
That's what I'm saying. Eventually, a coach got to sit you down and just say, son, you're not good enough.
Right.
You're terrible.
That's what they should do. When you go to the courthouse, there's just a list up. Mm-hmm. Your name, unlike making a team, if your name's on it, you're
and
out.
You get to interview all the old wives, too.
Sure.
Yep. Find out what really
I'd have
down.
A lot of good.
They all have the sex. Same common thing with you, man. So, and yes, it is a penis thing.
Oh.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Grabbing some pyro, brother.
Sounds like you, man. What's going on over there?
Guys.
Oh,
yeah, it's not good. Just keep doing your thing.
All right. Well, there it goes. Now it's coming back a little bit. So everybody likes to go out to bars and restaurants. You like to enjoy dinner.
Yeah.
These are just four simple rules that you should never do in a restaurant.
All right.
Number one, and this is what I'm saying, Thrill, you'll recognize this one. Don't rearrange the tables on your own. All right?
Right.
Because this is more restaurant. This isn't like a bar.
They're
a bar
like,
top,
right.
Yeah, they're generally not going to care. But in a restaurant sometimes, people need to understand is that they're seating. Like if you're waiting to be seated, they're generally going to put you in sections according to which server is working that section. Now, unbeknownst to you, you don't know how busy the server is.
Or you don't know the area that the server's covering.
Right. So you might grab a table. So
spend for somebody else and take the table away from that server.
They tried to seat you with the server that has the most time available to at least greet you when you get there. And no matter how that restaurant's arranged, if you grab a table, you might be grabbing it from another server's section.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And look, I went through this on Christmas Day, right? It was a long wait, right? And there was a lot of empty tables. And I just said to one of my friends, I go, I know it looks like there's empty tables, but like there's something going on.
There's
I worked in that
reason.
Industry long enough, right? Because you could see like waiters kind of standing around. And then when we sat down, I forgot this place has banquet rooms. So the waitress was like, oh my God, I'm so happy they let you guys sit down. And we're like, why? And she's like, because the kitchen is beyond backed up with all the banquet rooms. She's like, so I'm just like, she's not making money. Mm-hmm. You guys are bored. Yeah. So it's like, right. And I get it. A lot of people never worked in the service industry.
So but you don't know. But right. So I get it.
And don't just walk over to a table, especially if it says, please wait to be seated. Mm-hmm. I would also recommend to, like, I get it if it's a game day and it's super crowded, but generally, don't wait for the bartender or the waiter to come by and clear that table. Or the busboy.
Oh, yeah.
This one says, don't forget to wash your hands after you handle a menu. They were gross even before COVID. They don't get cleaned enough, get handled by dozens of people a day, fall on the floor a lot. They're like a petri dish, but people just dig in and start eating bread anyway.
You know, I still would rather have a menu than that QR code.
I will say, yeah, no kidding. I will say, most of the restaurants I worked in, they actually cleaned all the menus at the end of the night.
Right.
Great. But by the time you start your next shift, like 800 people have already grabbed those.
Yeah.
Again. Right?
I'll be dead honest. I didn't even know about this one.
Well, a lot of them, if you go to a place that has plastic menus, a lot of times at the end of the night, you know, they kind of split it among all the servers and then just kind of wipe them down. And I'm sure it's just a cursory wipe, but there is some effort that goes in. A lot of places that have paper menus, they toss them at the end of the night.
I'm just saying, I never thought about washing my hands.
It's like the remote control in a hotel room.
Right.
You just don't think about it, but that's the dirtiest thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And in your own house.
Yeah, for sure.
Filthy person.
Yeah. Well, the remote control gets handled a lot.
Yeah, and you think about what you handle and then handle that, you know.
It falls in the crevice of your couch where God only knows what's happening back there, you know.
I'd say it's in the top three of things I handle the most in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send food back just because it's not what you expected. Now, listen, if it's cooked wrong or the order is off,
sure,
you could send it back.
No worries.
What they're saying here is, like, don't demand a refund just because you ordered salmon.
The wrong thing.
And then, right, yeah. And then you're like, oh, I don't actually like salmon. Well, that's not the restaurant's fault.
No.
Yeah, you don't like salmon.
You take that chance. If you are going to make, it's like gambling.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
You know the tried and true. If you're going to try something different and you're like, we realize that's, look, every once in a while you just say, I ordered the wrong thing. It's a great place. I would not give it a negative review. I just did not order what I should.
But a lot of places, if you're not a douchebag, if you actually just order another entree or appetizer, dump them straight, it's just not what I thought it would be, didn't like it. A lot of times, you'll find out they took it off of your check.
Correct.
Right? If you're decent about it, a lot of times, like, they're not going to. You took one bite, you clearly don't like it, but it's on you kind of thing. They still go, we'll eat the cost on
it. And I have been at a dinner before where somebody just got excited, like, I shouldn't even say excited. That makes it, and they're just like, oh, this sounds great. I'm going to try it. And they're like, I don't like it. It's like, have you ever had that dish? No. Then why did you order it?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you want to try, like, I don't mind. Like, you would take a bite of mine if you want to try it. But why would, I would never order something never had before.
Exactly. That, like, the other day we had, the last time the head chef was in the house, we had butter chicken from Trader Joe's, right?
Correct.
You've been to any restaurant, you know. You would never order it, though, until you try it. Now that you've tried it.
Yeah, I want
to
order it.
You're more apt to say, you know what? I know this is pretty good. I'm gonna give this a shot.
It's real good.
Mike, you order stuff you've never eaten before?
I started doing this, yes, because I needed to expand myself. I had too gray of a palate, and I needed to start trying different things. And so I actually went to one Mexican restaurant, and I tried like a mole burrito of some kind. I had no idea what mole was, and I found out that I didn't like it. The burrito was fine. They came over. They said,
"How
is
the sauce?" Right. It's
not what you want. They came over and they said, "How is everything?" I said, "I think everything's fantastic. I think I just don't like mole. Like this is nothing on the restaurant. This is all on
you. You can do the original burrito. You can do a wet burrito with verde
and
or a red sauce.
I scraped it all off
mole.
And I enjoyed the rest of the burrito.
Yeah. Sure.
And I'm with you. I'm not big on mole either.
Yeah.
But I respect it. I get what's going on there.
I love a mole steak. That's where I think it belongs.
I have not had that.
Carne
asada. Say it out loud. I'm like,
carne
asada
with mole.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it belongs in a ton of stuff. I'm
not
just like
chicken. That's for sure.
Ice cream. I'm one of those people. I'm like, I just don't like it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Right.
A spice and chocolate.
Let's see.
That's my nickname, bro.
This is a good one, Miles. You'll love this one. Don't leave gross stuff on the table for them to clean up.
No. Don't blow your nose and put that there. You get up and find a trash can and throw that away on your own.
That's exactly what they said. Like if you've blown your nose or whatever, you can find a trash can, walk over there, put it away. Also, they say sometimes people leave a diaper on a table.
Damn.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
I've seen that at the Met.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't do that at least until it's adult diapers. Then on some level, it's funny. Now, what about a cloth napkin, right?
Like if you blow your nose in it?
Well, I would never do that.
I don't blow my nose on a cloth napkin, but if you have to sneeze, the only thing to cover my face.
Well, that's one thing.
You know what I'm saying? But the one
thing about a cloth napkin is you can fold it and turn it and get that out of the way.
Here's the handkerchief.
You get a
pass on the cloth napkin only because those are just going to get grabbed up and thrown in a dishwasher.
True.
I don't know. Like, even right now, if you blow your nose and it's balled up in a cloth napkin, you hand it to me, I might hold it. Right? But if you blow your nose in a tissue and hand it to me, I'm like,
definitely not.
No chance.
Yep.
But even the cloth, like, no, man. Here, put it in my bus tray.
Yeah, and just a personal note, as I used to dip, I would say if you're at a bar and you're a dipper, you got get the napkin, put it in the cup. You got to get rid of that cup on your own.
Yep, that's yours.
All right, now, real quick. We've been talking groundhogs.
Groundhog Day.
Land beavers. Whatever you want to call them.
Pig whistle.
Pig.
Damn it. Whistle pig, I keep saying it.
That whistle pig. Pig whistle. So today I was just kind of wondering, like, do people eat groundhog? Right. Yes, you can eat groundhog.
Really?
Yeah. It's got a vegetarian diet. Apparently, it's very tasty and stuff. Main thing is, don't forget to take out those scent glands.
Any
kind of wild game. Right, you want to, you know, however you catch it. Shoot it. I don't know. I guess you trap groundhogs, right? So skin it, whatever. But then the main thing they keep bringing up here is some people use a woodchuck stew. But the main thing I keep hearing is that it's a very lean meat.
All right.
So if you're going to grill it or something, apparently you want to kind of maybe marinate it overnight or whatever, or even parboil it.
Yeah, okay.
And then take it out to the grill and fire it up. But it's so lean. But it's a dark meat that's very delicious.
Happy Groundhog's Day, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Get yourself some
hard. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Can't get enough of The Men's Room? Listen to The Men's Room Daily Podcast on the radio.com app.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ari. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hola.
Ari, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, because I'm homesick.
What's wrong with you?
So why wouldn't you be drunk?
Well, I don't know what's wrong, but I came home with three scripts.
Three scripts?
She's an actress, Miles.
All right. Which one do you like the best?
None of them.
All right.
None
of them are fun. That sucks.
All right. When you're sick, it's just like antibiotics and that stuff.
Nah, those are no good.
All right. What are your farts going to smell like? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Let's go for livestock.
Livestock. Yeah. You and Mike hanging out in the barn.
Livestock, Ari.
You know, I pick liver and onions. I might switch to livestock.
Yeah. Why? It's not a compliment.
But that's like the one where people hang out around livestock.
Yeah, but as soon as they smell, they're like, oh, God, how long do we have to stay?
I mean, yeah.
Right, but if I'm cooking livers and onions and you come over to my house, you're like, you got to leave the kit. You want to go to another room.
Sure.
But at least in that case, Ted, you can say, oh, I'm not cooking. I just farted. All right. Your question, U.S. Marshal Bass Reeves, he's believed to have inspired what fictional hero?
What was the name again?
His name was Marshal Bass Reeves.
Fictional hero.
Fictional.
Oh, my God.
Yes, a fictional hero. You can repeat it as many times as you'd like.
So that means not real.
Not real. God damn it. Yes.
Fictional.
Correct.
You getting all this?
I am, but I'm not. Nothing is coming to mind at all.
Well, just take a guess.
Some like 50s TV show.
You're not far off. If that's the right answer, I'm thinking, yeah.
That doesn't mean it's the right answer.
But it's a good guess.
What was the name?
Because I was going to guess it.
God damn it! It's Marshal Bass Reeves.
Did they recently make a movie about that?
Sorta.
Is it Marshal Bass Reeves or Marshal Bass Reeves?
Marshal.
So he's a fictional law officer.
No, he's a real law officer who they believe inspired what fictional hero? Marshal Bass Reeves is a real person.
Damn it, Tim.
Marshal Smith. I have no idea.
I'll say the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Yes. 50s TV show.
Goodness.
See?
Thank you, Ted.
I mean, you could have gone with Zorro if the name was a little bit more Spanish.
You know what Zorro means?
I do not.
It's an animal.
Bull.
Nope.
Toro.
That's Toro.
Zorro.
Lobos is wolf, so that's taken. You're shifty.
And Coyote.
Eddie.
Fox.
Fox.
Oh.
Zorro.
Fox.
Look at that Zorro over there.
Yeah.
That's why it was Antonio Banderas, that fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ari?
Do you have a crush on
him? Are you a Zorro?
What?
Are you a Zorro? It means fox. Are you a fox? That's what I was asking.
Back in my day.
All right.
When was the day?
like yesterday or like?
Ted's working on a time machine.
Years ago.
Years ago.
All right.
What did the youngsters enjoy about you the most there when you're in your day?
I don't know.
They told you. I know they told you.
Was it like you got a great butt or you have a real pretty face?
Yeah.
Nice smile, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. You know.
If they say nice smile and let you, that means they like all of you.
Where was their face most of the time?
Were they always wearing mirrored shades?
Exactly.
All right. Here is your question, Sikari. Where would you find the statues called Moai?
Easter Island.
There you go. Nice job, Ari. Nice job.
I thought Moai was someone with big eyes.
Damn. Those heads are huge.
Gave us a big dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Ted dropping knowledge. Heads are huge. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Ryan, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober, Miles.
All right, Ryan, welcome to the program and Big Dummy. Our
I
men's room poll.
Said that. Like, you should know that, Miles.
Dummy. But what do you want your farts to smell like there, Ryan? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Well, just because I'm a mean individual, I say rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs it is.
All right. Because he's mean.
Mm-hmm.
I want my butt to smell like brimstone. All right there, Ryan. Here is your question. What TV show did Happy Days spin off from?
Oh, that's like way before my time, but you've asked this question before. I should know it.
I know. I'm with you.
It's like the capital of Kentucky.
I never watched it, I don't think, but I should know it.
I don't know that you may have heard of the show that it spun off from.
Good Times.
Right. I'm just going to say I Love Lucy.
I want to say, was American Graffiti also a television show?
American Graffiti was a movie that had Ron Howard in it.
All right. So
but
no,
American
and also
is
had
the title.
Cindy, what's her face, who just passed on.
Cindy Williams,
yeah.
It also had Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it does
and
have
Richard Dreyfuss.
And Richard Dreyfuss.
Well, right.
It was directed by Lucas. Marcus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does have American in the title. The TV show that Happy Days spun off from.
American Family?
I don't know.
Love American Style.
That was the name of the show?
That was the name of the show. It was. Oh. Yeah.
That's when you have sex with mayonnaise.
Next to the grill.
Yeah, ranch on dressing the 4th of and July. Sex.
There's an eagle on your shoulder when you're having sex.
Slather and ranch dressing.
And fireworks go off when you're done.
Damn right.
Poof.
Love American Style,
yeah.
You sons of bitches.
You shoot your 1911 in the air.
And the eagle flies.
I was about to say, right?
When you open your thighs.
Got a flag in one hand, a breast in the other. That's love American Style.
You ever beer bong while you're having sex?
I don't need to fly a flag. I got it at my truck window.
It has to be Bush Light, though.
Honey, put on the red cup bikini.
The one that made it out of bottle tops.
Right. I was describing my version of America, chugging beers out of red cup.
Right. Got some truck nuts.
Now, baby, leave the boots on.
I used duct tape for a condom. It's Love American Style.
Dude, I can see it.
Hey, it's good for everything.
You ever hollow out a Twinkie solo?
Not using your hands.
Oh, man, just use that thing like a corn dog.
When you're done, you get a donut.
That's at the base. That might be pretty funny.
Love American Style.
Have to get a bigger donut, like a Top Pot donut.
Right.
I, no joke, but I had a Top Pot cream filled donut on Sunday.
Why do you bring it up?
Mm-mm-mm. Is it a Boston cream pie or is it a Bavarian? Or what? There's another.
One is pudding, one is icing, correct?
No, they still have icing on them. But like I always call them
in the middle.
That's what I thought it was, Boston cream, but then some people call them Berlanders.
I don't know.
Oh, now they're just making it difficult. I don't know the difference between Boston cream and Bavarian cream, right?
Yeah.
Am I getting the same thing?
I think one's custard, the other one's an actual, like a heavy cream.
Which one is which? Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I'm going to say custard is Bavarian.
I think Bavarian and Boston cream are very similar.
I like donuts.
You just like donuts?
I mean, that's a solid point.
I like donuts after that conversation.
The key difference between Boston cream and Bavarian cream is that Boston cream is runnier and it is usually used for filling, while Bavarian cream is a denser type of custard that can also be enjoyed on its own.
Oh, give me
all right, all right.
Give me that dense custard.
I'm going to use a French cruller as a loofah.
Yeah.
All over your body.
All right, Ryan.
Not French, man. That's a good donut, though.
Ryan, your question. How many ounces of coffee are there in a Starbucks tall size?
Starbucks tall? That would be... Oh, that's 12.
12?
How many?
12 ounces.
All right. There you go.
Nice I honestly didn't know, man.
I was going to say 8. Because it seems like when they say tall, that's a small one, right?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Tall?
It's
hate
so
that.
Confusing. They've really confused everybody.
Seattle was the first time I went to Starbucks. Like, I know... They have their stuff, and I get it. Right. But I can't. Hey, can I get a medium? Whatever.
Just tell me.
But
what
the woman said, "Do you mean?
Yep.
Is that what grande is?
Right.
Okay. So she said, "Do you mean the grande? Mm-hmm. I said, "Do you mean medium? Mm-hmm. She said, "Yeah. So then, call it what you want.
Call
it
what it is.
Sasquatch.
It's like when I was 20 years old, I went to my first Outback Steakhouse and walked into the woman's room because it said Sheila's, and I went. I was like, "Yeah, I just walked in. Sure, if I'm a Joey or I'm not even.
You know Sheila. Yeah,
I know a girl named Joey, so this is really confusing to me.
They don't put up the shape.
No, they didn't originally.
Okay. All right.
I did.
No. I don't want to say where I was, but it was an Irish pub, and it was the same thing. They didn't have the shape, but they used, like, the Irish term. So I'm just standing there like,
oh, man.
And luckily, the women's room opened, and a woman walked out. So I'm like, I'll go to the other.
Connect with the men's room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Master Killer.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the British Trust for Ornithology. That would be the BTO. In case you don't know, ornithology, the study of birds, all right? So the BTO, it's a group of bird and bird watching enthusiasts. They've created a charity. It helps catalog all the different birds that spend any amount of time in the UK. Well, earlier this month, Miles, and I know you're part of this group. Earlier this month,
was their... Islanders are taking care of business, Steve.
Yes, BTO. Earlier this month was their Big Garden Bird Watch, which, of course, you already know this is part of Winter Watch, which is when regular citizens can help in the annual citizen count of birds. Now, this is the kind of thing that gets them very excited. So they tweeted out to their 115,000 followers about it. But thanks to Elon Musk's new preferred Twitter algorithm, their account ended up getting suspended for 8 days. The problem is, and I did not know this until now, if you reach out to Twitter to say, hey, why did you suspend our account? Or maybe you're wrong, or we disagree. It's an automated response that says...
So you don't know.
We'll look into it, right? Which means, you know how that goes. Nobody's doing anything. You're just suspended for 8 days.
Okay.
Well, they finally figured it out on their own end. The problem, they believe, has a work with the algorithm. So you can spew hate and all that, but it depends on the language that you choose to use, correct? And I realized they'd posted several tweets about woodcocks. And therefore, after all of that, the algorithm suspended their account because it sounds dirty. So they even reached out to Elon Musk, and he said, that's ironic. They still didn't get reinstated. They have since been reinstated. They still had to go through the 8 days. But then it got me thinking about birds, and you realize other problems that the BTO will have. Boobies. That's Spanish slang bobo, which kind of means stupid, but there's all kinds of boobies out there. There are tits. There's the great tit, the elegant tit, the sombre tit. If they post about these on Twitter, even though they're a bird-watching organization, they get suspended. There's also the satanic goat sucker.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually called the satanic goat sucker. That is a rare nocturnal bird species. It's all from right. The nightjar or nighthawk family. And, of course, the cock of the rock. That's a real bird. If they post about it, a Twitter algorithm takes them down. So, yeah, the bird watchers got booted off of Twitter for talking about birds. And here we are. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Can't get enough of the Men's Room? Listen to the Men's Room Daily Podcast on the Radio.com app.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Ari. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola.
Ari, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, because I'm homesick.
What's wrong with you?
Then why wouldn't you be drunk?
Well, I don't know what's wrong, but I came home with three scripts.
Three scripts?
She's an actress, Miles.
All right. Which one do you like the best?
None of them.
All right.
None of them are fun. That sucks.
All right. When you're sick, it's just like antibiotics and that stuff.
Those are no good.
All right. What are your farts going to smell like? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Let's go for livestock.
Livestock. Yeah. You and Mike hanging out in the barn.
Livestock, Ari.
No, I pick liver and onions. I might switch to livestock.
Yeah. Why? It's not a compliment.
Right, but that's like the one where people hang out around livestock.
Yeah, but as soon as they smell it, they're like, oh, God, how long do we have to stay?
I mean, but if I'm cooking livers and onions and you come over to my house, you're like, you got to leave the kit. You want to go to another room.
Sure.
But at least in that case, Ted, you can say, oh, I'm not cooking. I just farted. All right. Your question, U.S. Marshal Bass Reeves. He's believed to have inspired what fictional hero?
What was the name again?
His name was Marshal Bass Reeves.
Fictional hero.
Fictional.
Oh, my God.
Yes, a fictional hero. You can repeat it as many times as you'd like.
So that means not real.
Not real. God damn it. Yes.
Fictional.
Correct.
You getting all this?
I am, but I'm not. Nothing is coming to mind at all.
Well, just take a guess at
some like 50s TV show.
You're not far off. If that's the right answer, I'm thinking. Yeah,
that doesn't mean it's the right answer.
But it's a good guess.
What was the name?
Because I was going to guess it.
God damn it! It's Marshal Bass Reeves.
Did they recently make a movie about that?
Sort of.
Is it Marshal Bass Reeves or Marshal Bass Reeves?
Marshal.
So he's a fictional law officer.
No, he's a real law officer who they believe inspired what fictional hero? Marshal Bass Reeves is a real person.
Damn it, Ted.
Marshal Smith. I have no idea.
I'll say the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Yes. 50s TV show.
Goodness.
See?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ted.
I mean, you could have gone with Zorro if the name was a little bit more Spanish.
You know what Zorro means?
I do not.
It's an animal.
Bull.
Nope.
Toro.
That's Toro.
Zorro.
Lobos is wolf, so that's taken. You're shifty.
Coyote.
Eddie.
Fox.
Fox.
Oh.
Zorro.
The Fox.
Look at that Zorro over there.
Yeah.
That's why it was Antonio Banderas, that fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ari?
Do you have a crush on
Are you
Mike?
A Zorro?
What?
Are you a Zorro? It means fox. Are you a fox? That's what I was asking.
Back in my day.
All right.
When was the day?
like yesterday or like?
Ted's working on a time machine.
Years ago.
Years ago.
All right.
What did the youngsters enjoy about you the most there when you're in your day?
I don't know.
They told you.
I mean,
I know they told you.
Was it like, you got a great butt or you have a real pretty face?
Yeah.
Or,
Nice smile, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. You know.
If they say nice smile, and let you, that means they like all of you.
Where was their face most of the time?
Were they always wearing mirrored shades?
Exactly.
All right. Here is your question, Sicari. Where would you find the statues called Moai?
Easter Island.
There you go. All right. Nice job, Ari. Nice job.
I thought Moai was someone with big eyes.
Damn. Those heads are huge.
Mm-hmm. Gave us a big dummy, 206-803-ROD.
Ted dropping knowledge. Heads are huge. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
Ryan, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober, Miles.
All right, Ryan, welcome to the program and Big Dummy. Our
I
men's room poll.
I said that. Like, you should know that, Miles.
Dummy.
But what do you want your farts to smell like there, Ryan? Liver and onions, rotten eggs, livestock, or a corpse?
Well, just because I'm a mean individual, I say rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs it is.
All right. Because he's mean.
Mm-hmm.
I want my butt to smell like brimstone. All right there, Ryan. Here is your question. What TV show did Happy Days spin off from?
Oh, that's like way before my time, but you've asked this question before. I should know it.
I know. I'm with you.
It's like the capital of Kentucky.
I never watched it, I don't think, but I should know it.
I don't know that you may have heard of the show that it spun off from.
Good Times.
I'm just going to say I Love Lucy.
I want to say, was American Graffiti also a television show?
American Graffiti was a movie that had Ron Howard in it.
All right. So
but no, American
it also
is
had
the title.
Cindy, what's her face, who just passed on.
Cindy Williams,
yeah.
It also had Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it does
and
have
Richard Dreyfuss.
And Richard Dreyfuss. Well,
right.
It was directed by Lucas. Marcus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does have American in the title. The TV show that Happy Days spun off from.
American Family?
I don't know.
Love American Style.
That was the name of the show?
That was the name of the show. It was.
That's when you have sex with mayonnaise.
Next to the grill.
Yeah, ranch dressing and sex.
There's an eagle on your shoulder when you're having sex.
Slather and ranch dressing.
And fireworks go off when you're done.
Damn right.
Poof.
Love American Style,
yeah.
You sons of bitches.
You shoot your 1911 in the air.
And the eagle flies.
I was about to say, right?
When you open your thighs.
Got a flag in one hand, a breast in the other. That's love American Style.
You ever beer bong while you're having sex?
I don't need to fly a flag. I got it at my truck window.
It has to be Busch Light, though.
Honey, put on the red cup bikini.
The one that made it out of bottle tops.
Right.
I was describing my version of America, chugging beers out of red cups.
Right. Got some truck nuts.
Now, baby, leave the boots on.
I use duct tape for a condom. It's love American Style. Hey, it's good for everything.
You ever hollow out a Twinkie solo?
Not using your hands.
Oh, man, just use that thing like a corn dog.
When you're done, you get a donut.
That's at the base. That might be pretty funny.
Love American Style.
I have to get a bigger donut, like a Top Pot donut.
Right.
I, no joke, but I had a Top Pot cream filled donut on Sunday.
Why do you bring it up?
Mm-mm-mm. Is it a Boston cream pie or is it a Bavarian? Or what? There's another.
Is there
one is pudding, one is icing, correct?
No, they still have icing on them. But like I always call
in
them
the middle.
That's what I thought it was, Boston cream, but then some people call them Berlanders.
I don't know.
Oh, now they're just making it difficult. I don't know the difference between Boston cream and Bavarian cream, right?
Yeah.
Am I getting the same thing?
I think one's custard, the other one's an actual, like a heavy cream.
Oh, which one is which? Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I'm going to say custard is Bavarian.
I think Bavarian and Boston cream are very similar.
I want donuts.
You just like donuts?
I mean, that's a solid point.
I don't like donuts after that conversation.
The key difference between Boston cream and Bavarian cream is that Boston cream is runnier and it is usually used for filling, while Bavarian cream is a denser type of custard that can also be enjoyed on its own.
Oh, give me custard.
All right, all right.
Give me that dense custard.
I'm going to use a French cruller as a loofah.
Yeah.
All over your body.
All right, Ryan.
Not French, man. That's a good donut, though.
Ryan, your question. How many ounces of coffee are there in a Starbucks tall size?
Starbucks tall? That would be Oh, that's 12.
12?
How many?
12 ounces.
All right, there you go.
Nice I job. Honestly didn't know, man.
I was going to say 8. Because it seems like when they say tall, that's a small one, right?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Tall,
it's so
that.
Confusing. They've really confused everybody.
Seattle was for like literally the first time I went to Starbucks. Like, I know they have their stuff, and I get it. Right. But I came, hey, can I get a medium, whatever?
Just tell me.
But what the woman said, do you mean?
Yep.
Is that what grande is? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so she said, do you mean the grande? Mm-hmm. I said, do you mean medium? Mm-hmm. She said, yeah. So then like, call it what you want.
Call
it
what it is. It's like when I was 20 years old, I went to my first Outback Steakhouse and walked into the woman's room because it said Sheila's. And I went, I was like, yeah, I just walked in. You sure if I'm a Joey or I'm not even.
You know Sheila. Yeah,
I know a girl named Joey, so this is really confusing to me.
They don't put up the shape.
No, they didn't originally.
Okay. All right.
I did.
No. I don't want to say where I was, but it was an Irish pub, and it was the same thing. They didn't have the shape, but they used, like, the Irish term. So I'm just standing there like, oh, man. And luckily, the women's room opened, and a woman walked out. So I'm like, I'll go to the
other. Connect with the men's room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Mas tequila.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the British Trust for Ornithology. That would be the BTO. In case you don't know, ornithology, the study of birds, all right? So the BTO, it's a group of bird and bird watching enthusiasts. They've created a charity. It helps catalog all the different birds that spend any amount of time in the UK. Well, earlier this month, Miles, and I know you're part of this group. Earlier this month,
I am because they're taking care of business, Steve.
Yes, BTO. Earlier this month was their Big Garden Bird Watch, which, of course, you already know this is part of Winter Watch, which is when regular citizens can help in the annual citizen count of birds. Now, this is the kind of thing that gets them very excited. So they tweeted out to their 115,000 followers about it. But thanks to Elon Musk's new preferred Twitter algorithm, their account ended up getting suspended for 8 days. The problem is, and I did not know this until now, if you reach out to Twitter to say, hey, why did you suspend our account? Or maybe you're wrong or we disagree. It's an automated response that says,
so you don't know.
We'll look into it, right? Which means, you know, that goes, nobody's right. Doing
you've
anything.
Suspended,
right?
You're
just
sure
suspended
why.
For 8 days.
Okay.
Well, they finally figured it out on their own end. The problem, they believe, has to work with the algorithm. So you can spew hate and all that, but it depends on the language that you choose to use, correct? And they realized they'd posted several tweets about woodcocks. And therefore, after all of that, the algorithm suspended their account because it sounds dirty. So they even reached out to Elon Musk, and he said, that's ironic. They still didn't get reinstated. They have since been reinstated. They still had to go through the 8 days. But then it got me thinking about birds, and you realize other problems that the BTO will have. Boobies. That's Spanish slang bobo, which kind of means stupid, but there's all kinds of boobies out there. There are tits. There's the great tit, the elegant tit, the sombre tit. If they post about these on Twitter, even though they're a bird-watching organization, they get suspended. There's also the satanic goat sucker.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually called the satanic goat sucker. That is a rare nocturnal bird species. It's all from right. The nightjar or nighthawk family. And, of course, the cock of the rock.
All right.
That's a real bird. If they post about it, a Twitter algorithm takes them down. So, yeah, the bird watchers got booted off of Twitter for talking about birds. And here we are. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill. Also available on radio.com.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.